Москвы, позже МКС, канал СГ-2 для Алексея.
Да, Леш, отвечаем в СГ-2.
Пошагу 4, готов к включению прибора 74А03.
И, пожалуйста.
Ожидаю. СОП Москвы, экипаж МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Экипаж МКС, ЦУП Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
Отвечаю в СГ-2.
Леш, приносим свои извинения за некоторую задержку. Надо еще чуть-чуть подождать, я добра не получил на дальнейшие действия у тебя.
А, все хорошо, тогда ожидаю. Подскажите, когда? 5.
Да, конечно, как только будет добро, сразу выйду на связь.
Принято, ожидаю.
ЦУПУ Москвы в канале СГ-1 для Алексея. В канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
Да.
Что ж, даем тебе добро на включение прибора 74А03. И дальше ждем твоего доклада.
Да, принято, приступаю.
Ожидаем.
Прибор включил. Светодиод норма мигает с периодичностью примерно раз в секунду. USB-накопитель светится.
Принято, хорошо, Леш. И теперь, да, ожидай добра на дальнейшие действия.
Принято, ожидаем.
Хорошо, принял. МКС, ЦУПУ Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
Чаем.
Леш, можешь приступать к началу измерений?
Принято. Москвы, экипаж МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Да, Леш, отвечаем в СГ-2.
Уточнить хотел к измерению.
Я слушаю, говори.
Так, измерять что мне? По четвертому шагу я включаю прибор и дальше в течение 10 минут ожидаю. Верно я понимаю? Или нет?
Все корректно, там 10 минут ожидания.
Все принято, тогда просто ожидаю. ЦУП Москвы, экипаж МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
Встречаем СГ-2.
10 минут вышло. Индикатор норма горит постоянно зеленым.
Принято, Леш. Сейчас буквально дай мне чуть-чуть времени, я проконсультируюсь о дальнейших действиях.
Принято, ожидаю.
Ваш МКС, ЦУПУ Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
Отвечаю.
Дальше можешь действовать по пятому шагу.
Принято, продолжаю по пятому.
Sensation on 2 for COM.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Amy. Really nice to hear your voice. Hey, we are finished with our IMTP and you can have Space to Ground 3 back.
Good to hear you as well, and we'll make Space to Ground 3 available.
ЦУП Москвы, экипаж МКС, канале СГ-2 для Алексея.
Да, Леша, отвечаем в СГ-2.
Работа с блоком 74А03 закончил, файлы отправил на OCA. Готов переходить к работам МСС ФГБ.
Окей, смотри, сейчас я тебя соединю со специалистом, зовут его Илья, и он дальше вот будет вести эту работу. Сейчас предоставляю ему слово.
Хорошо.
Здравствуйте, Алексей, это Илья. Ну, в принципе, можете продолжать, тут пока вроде все нормально прошло. Флешка используется та же самая для второй работы, что и для вот этой, которую только что завершили. Будут вопросы, выходите
на
связь.
Илья. Хорошо, принято. Флешка та же самая. По пункту 3 заряда SST хватает на 2 часа 35 минут.
Принято, спасибо.
Продолжаю тогда.
Утверждаем.
ЦУП Москвы, экипаж МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея.
На связи.
Работаю по шагу 3-2. Тумблер питания на блоке М50 отключен. Индикатор питания не горит.
Принято, спасибо. Нормальное состояние. Можно дальше продолжать.
Принято, приступаю к сборке схемы. Осциллоскоп подключил к лэптопу. Мигает светодиод примерно частотой 1 раз в секунду. Синий.
Алексей, пока все хорошо.
Принято, продолжаем. Москвы в СГ-2 для Алексея запустил программу МСН-19. Демо-мод отсутствует и режим мигания светодиода. Два коротких, пауза, два коротких.
Принято, норма. Можно переходить к следующему шагу.
Принято, перехожу к шагу 3.5. Тут Москвы, МКС, СГ-2 для Алексея. По шагу 3.8, настройки осциллоскопа соответствуют.
Окей, принято. Вопрос, пришлось ли поправлять вот эту настройку ширина импульса, или она была уже по умолчанию в нормальном положении?
Нет, установлена была корректно.
Хорошо, спасибо. Тогда можете переходить к измерениям.
Принято, перехожу к шагу 4. Выполнил измерение, график измерения соответствует графику на рисунке.
Принято. Понятно, да. Принято, Алексей. Тогда сохраняйте и через паузы делайте еще 4 измерения, также каждую сохраняя. И они могут быть весьма похожи, там могут шумами отличаться, или чуть-чуть больше отличаться, там уж как повезет.
Хорошо, принято, сохраняю и еще 4 раза продолжаю. Посты МКС, ВК-2 для Алексея. Выполнил 5 измерений. Все 5 файлов сохранены на флешке.
Принято, Алексей. Спасибо. Тогда завершайте операции. Выключайте оборудование. И такой вопрос. А по первой части тот файлик, который вы отправляли на УСЕИ по номеру радиограммы, или как вы его туда положили?
Да, по номеру радиограммы.
Принято.
75.
Тогда также и по второй части можно туда же.
Да, хорошо, по номеру этой же радиограммы сброшу на УСЕИ.
Хорошо.
Все, вам тогда спасибо за помощь. Приступаю к выключению и разборке схемы.
Принято, Алексей. Ну, тогда вроде да, уже основное все закончено. Спасибо вам тоже за работу.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2. Just for everyone's awareness, we've got Space Ground 2 back for USOS use, and ICOM is restored. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Cargo Ops Deltas at your convenience. Copy, 1 second.
Houston Station 2 for Cargo Ops Deltas. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, we wanted to catch you with the Deltas before you got too deep into it. So I've got 2 Deltas. First off, in step 47.08, the final location is going to be Node 1, Deck 2, 1.0 CTB, serial number 5358.
All right, I'm with you on 4708, which is a Tau ziplock, and we wanted to go to, it didn't say it, but I'll remember, Node 1, Deck 2, 5358.
Yep, that's a firm. And then the second delta I have for you actually affects about 5 steps. So big picture, in all of these steps, which I'll give you in a moment, they list the final location as being the SpaceX return number 1, which was reported as full yesterday. So for these steps, the final location is going to be an MO2 bag, and I'll give you location and serial number when you're ready to copy.
Okay, what step numbers are we looking at?
It'll be 62.2, 70.02, 71.03, 72.08, and finally 94.07.
Okay, yeah, thanks for the help. So The idea is that 52.2, 70.02, 71.03, 72.08, and 94.07 will go into an MO2 bag.
That's correct, and you can find that MO2 bag in Node 2 Deck 2, and it's labeled SpaceX Return Number 2, the serial number 1319.
Okay, I think we know that MO2 bag. It's 1319, and it's labeled SpaceX Return Number 2.
Good copy. All right, that's all that I had for you for Delta's list. Know if you have any questions.
Oh, thanks. We were standing by to get some feedback on those items, so we appreciate it. We'll execute it. Thank you very much. If we have questions, we know who to ask.
Excellent. Happy stowing.
Station Munich on SpaceAground 2 for any available crew member and some support with troubleshooting in Columbus for 5 to 10 minutes.
Station Johnny on 2, happy to help. What can I do?
Hi, Johnny. Thanks for picking up. We would like you to go to Columbus. We're trying to test the ICO power chain. We had some issues with that yesterday, and we would like to try a cable reconfiguration, see if that works.
I think this is the ECOL, the ICOL number 2, right, if I remember correctly?
That is correct, yes. And we would like to try the CMAO power cable on the ICOL. The CMAO is located right next to it. So at first, we switch off the CMAO with a hard shutdown and then pull out the ICOL power cable and then take the CMAO power cable and put it into the ICOL and switch it on and see what happens.
Okay. Sorry, I'll report in after that and then do any follow-on steps if you need me to do them. CMAO. From a completely different original power for both on. So both to be nice laptops, complete chain, and maybe the one that is feeding SSC 27 that is on the port side of Columbus and see what happens.
That's great data points, Johnny. Give us a second to discuss on the ground.
Well, I'm taking time.
Station Munich on SpaceAground 2 for Johnny and troubleshooting.
Hey, Johnny, I can go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, one last quick request. If you can confirm that the CMAO power chain is back on the CMAO and you can power on CMAO, and with that information, we can release you and then scratch our heads on the ground and come up with a forward plan.
It's back in the CMAO, but negative. It does not power on. So I'm just trying to brainstorm here. Both of those power chains for CMAO and ECOL, I didn't really trace their routes, but there's just something going on. I'm not sure why CMAO is not powering on. I'll stand by for anything else you guys want me to do. I do think it's probably worth just taking those laptops and putting them in, like, maybe a different module, a different power chain, just to see if they power on, just to exonerate the laptops and ensure it's not the laptops or the power chains.
And, Johnny, we appreciate the suggestion, but we need to coordinate on the ground first with something, so we'll thank you and send you off your way for now.
Sure. I'm happy to help. Just call us anytime, and we'll do whatever you need.
Copy. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Johnny, on 2 for an update.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Amy, I was calling from Munich. See if they're still on the line.
We're here. Go ahead.
Hey, hope you don't mind, but I took the liberty of tracing the CMAO power chain back to its cobalt brick. Just gave it a power cycle, 10 seconds. And then when I turned it back on, that power chain now works. And CMAO instantly powered on. So that seemed to have fixed it. I'm not sure why that had fixed it. And I'm wondering if I have to go to do the same thing for the ECOL laptop.
And we appreciate your proactiveness. And your go for the other one as well.
Roger, wish me luck. Station on 2 with an update.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I have some more data, which I think is kind of telling more of the story now. So I confirmed the female power chain is working, and I turned off the cobalt brick, removed it from CMAO, and then plugged it into the Eco laptop, and then powered on the cobalt brick. No joy. I then took that power plug, just about unpowering the cobalt brick, just put it into CMAO, and there's no joy. And then it required a cobalt brick reset to then power CMAO. So, generally speaking, the procedures call us to unpower the upstream power chain, which is the cobalt brick normally. Sometimes these plugs come unplugged just by virtue of being in space and people floating by. And plugging them back in has never been an issue. Usually it works. But there's something with hot demating this power plug for CMAO that it completely fills the power chain and requires a cobalt brick reset. It's, I think, the first time I've seen that.
We copy, Johnny, and that's really helpful here on the ground. We think it's probably the laptop then, so we'll come up with some forward plan for that on the ground. Thanks a lot for your help.
Yeah, I concur to the same conclusion. I think the power chain's been exonerated. I do think the Eagle 2 is suspect. And I think a separate independent issue is just the hot emating of that power plug seems to kill this power chain for whatever reason.
We copy and concur.
Cessation on 2, checking for a go in step 2.1 of the Brian Filter changeout.
Safing's in place, Johnny. You're go to continue.
Here we go. Thanks, Sam. Cessation on 2, the Brian Filter changeout is complete. Serial number of the new one is 000083, and the filtering valve position is in process.
Good config. Thanks, Johnny.
Welcome.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Nanorak Panther.
So we'll go ahead for space on Space to Ground 2.
Hey, Mike, we talked on the ground, and we're trying to play a little bit of a jigsaw with all the moving pieces and payload ops today. We are go for you and Johnny to take that picture essentially as soon as you are able to do so. We don't mind it being essentially a night pass. We trust you guys to try and make it as nice of a cupola picture as possible. But in order to keep Johnny on time with Scram and you on time with the rest of your Nanorak's activities, we prefer that you get done soon rather than later instead of wait the full time for the day pass.
Okay, we'll give it a very good best effort, and you know Johnny will outshine the rest of the solar system anyway. So we're going to be we'll give you some good shots, and then we'll install the unit.
Copy that, Mike. You're all our shining stars. And then when you go into your mainframe alpha activity, please also give us a call. We do have some quick deltas for some power steps for you when you get there.
Betcha. We will be there, and we'll give you a call and probably even turn on the camera. It's not too different than it was yesterday in terms of location, so it'll be easy peasy.
Copy all, Mike. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Nanorak.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Johnny and the LSG assist.
So, Johnny on 2, how can I help?
Hey, Johnny. We're hoping this will only take a few minutes for you, but we're looking to get you to grab the items Xena will need for her next Mabel B cell ops, but also grab the items that she just completed. You may want to grab a pen and paper. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm ready to copy. If you're reading a little slowly, I'm just writing on the iPad a little slow. But I'm ready.
Understood. All right. So first, we'd like you to grab Habitat serial number Bravo from Sable serial number 3, and that's in Columbus Aft 1 Bravo 2. We also need you to grab 2 media bags. Those are going to be serial number Bravo 1 Alpha and Bravo 1 Bravo. That's coming from Sable serial number 2, which is at Lab Overhead 1 Alpha 2. Once you've got those items, go on and head over to LSG. Xena is going to hand you a sample return bag. We need you to tape over the label and try to make sure it's nice and tight, and then label that bag Alpha 1. This sample return bag is going to Melfi 3, which is the lab Melfi, or 2, Tray Alpha, Section 3-4. And Zena is also going to hand you a trash bag, and that just needs to go in the current hardware JSP.
Yeah, let me read it back to you. So Habitat Bravo in Sample 3, which is Columbus F1, Bravo 2. And then I need to get two mini bags, Bravo 1 Alpha, Bravo 1 Bravo in Sample 2, which is Lab Overground 1. And then I go to LSG. Zena's going to give me a sample return bag. I'm supposed to tape a new label on it and label it Alpha 1. And then that's going to go in MELPI 3, which is in a lab, 2 or 2, Tray Alpha, Section 3, 4. And then the trash bag goes in the JSP. Is that all correct?
And that's a good copy, Johnny. We appreciate your help.
Okay, that's all in work. Thanks. That's all. Going on 2 with a question. I'm at Sable 3 of Open Day. There's 2 Bravo habitats. One is Bravo habitat, field number Delta, and the other is Bravo. Oh, wait, there's 3 of them. Another one is Bravo habitat, field number Bravo, and Bravo habitat, field number Charlie. So am I grabbing all 3?
And Johnny, just serial number Bravo.
Hey, Bravo habitat, serial number Bravo. It works.
Console station on 2 for NanoLab.
Yeah, on 2, Mike, see that smiling face.
Well, good news is we got all the pictures y'all were looking for. Johnny wasn't in any of them, but we got it. You'll be very happy. I think our customers will be happy. So we're going to move on and install. I do realize and remember the power chain from before, and but double check my work. Thank you.
Copy that. We'll be following along, and we trust your memory.
Pulsation on 2 for nano stuff.
With you, Mike.
The module that we put in yesterday, number 105, I understand I'm going to remove that, and then I'm going to put in the NanoLab DNA stability and the NanoLab Space LeanTech installed today. Just making sure I got the big picture.
Hey, for Mike, that is a great big picture.
All right, and it also, not coincidentally, is what the procedure says, but just double-checking.
We always appreciate the double-check.
Great, and step 2 is done. The mainframe alpha front face is safed. Power and data are removed, and I'm going to open up the drawer now.
Copy, Mike. Copy your thumbs up, Mike. Copy that module and thumbs up.
So, Johnny, on to you. Question, I'm putting in Habitat Alpha, Bravo habitat, cell number Alpha, back into Sable 3. Does the orientation matter? Because there are arrows on this device.
And negative, Johnny. Orientation does not matter.
And that's 412 right next to my buddy, Johnny. For module 105, I put some capped on tape. It wasn't quite in the procedure, but I figured that's what you'd want me to do. What the Hans will do is what I'm thinking.
You've read our mind, Mike. We like the tape config. And copy that module.
It's Huntsville, you should be able to see that we've got 2 modules, DNA stability in Papa 1 and Space Lean Tech in Papa 12.
Copy that, Mike. Looks great to us. Good config.
And they're fully seated and made it double-checked. So with that, on step 3.7, I'm going to close the mainframe alpha back into locker and close the locker door. We'll reset the power and data cables. And then if my memory recalls, I'll put the number 105 back into, I think, Merlin 5. I'll double-check the stowage note, but if you can back me up, I appreciate it.
You got a great memory, Mike. Merlin 5, indeed. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Graham.
This is Johnny on 2. Real quick, the activity is complete as far as the return sample bag is in MELPI 3, viewer 2, alpha, section 3, 4, and then I've got the Bravo habitat, serial number alpha, back in sample 3. And what do you got?
Copy all, Johnny. Thank you for the report. And just a quick delta with the camera config for Scram. Since Lab Cam 2 is being used for our current essay view, you are go to use Lab Cam 1 for the procedure instead.
Hey, I'll use Lab Cam 1. And yeah, it's good to know. We'll make sure future reference to use Lab Cam 1 for general essay.
Copy.
And Huntsville for NanoRack's mainframe. The power and data connections are made. And we have locker power on. only thing I didn't do was I didn't close the whole locker door first. So I'm going to start with you. Just reverse those actions, and then I'll close the actual door to the locker.
No concerns, Mike. No worries. You're good to press. Copy, double thumbs up.
Okay, Huntsville, the power and data are reconnected. The NanoRack's mainframe power is on, and locker 3 power is on. Good luck with the data gathering. And then I will return number 105 back to Merlin 5.
Copy all, Mike. Great config. Thank you for getting things squared away. And, yeah, well, happy data gathering for us. Waving bye as well.
Control station on 2 for scram.
With you on 2, Johnny. If you're calling for that field of view check, we're getting everything routed. So stand by.
Roger, standing by. I wasn't sure really what to point it at. It looks like it looks like most of the stuff for today, the activity is in overhead 6. So that's kind of where it's pointed.
Copy that. We'll share some words here in a second. Johnny Huntsville's back with you on 2. Field of view looks good for us. And yeah, just for your essay, the main intent is for us to kind of get a view of 4, 5, 6, but we're happy with the view mainly being at 5 and 6 for now. So no need to readjust. You're good to press. Copy, thumbs up.
Control station on 2 for scram, step 3.1 with a question.
We're with you in 3.1. What you got for us?
Away my last. I figured it out. Thanks.
Copy that. Sometimes we all need to just think out loud.
John, I found the PS28 in overhead 4, where I would expect it to be. There's no serial number I can identify, but I found a barcode. Can I read it to you and you can confirm that it is serial number 1001?
Go ahead, Johnny. We're ready for that barcode.
Never mind. Just above the barcode in really small letters is the serial number 1001.
That's the one we need. Good config. Station on phone, space the ground 2 for Johnny, and quick bit of good change for scram before LOS.
So Johnny on 2, go ahead.
Johnny, we're just about an LOS, but can you quickly show us the front panel of scram or the top panel with the lab cam view? Essentially, that's the section that is going to be facing overhead.
I'm waiting for the power up to finish initializing. I can show you the display. Would you like me to turn the unit around 180 or just move the camera so you can see the display?
Just move the camera, Johnny, and we'll check it after this LOS. Thank you.
So station on 2.
With you on 2, Johnny. We got a status for scram.
Great. I think our last comms got cut off. So is everything, do you need anything else for me regarding scram?
Negative, Johnny. We are all wrapped up. The field of view was great, but we no longer need it, so you are good to tear down the lab cam. Thank you for your assistance with this. And yeah, we ran into a little bit of a skirt in the LOS there, but appreciate all the help.
Here to serve. Thanks for working with me, and I will tear down the camera. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2-4, Mike, at your convenience.
Hello, Houston. Go ahead. You had something for me.
Yeah, hey, Mike. We have a couple cats and dogs that need to get fixed with regard to a couple SSCs when you're ready to copy.
Okay, great. Very happy to help. Also, we were wondering if you could help us with a laptop. It's the Russian laptop that's supposed to be in the lab here on, according to what Oleg has, is Lab 1, Starboard 5. We are looking and we can't find it, but give me a second and I will write down the SSC help that I can do. And yes, we can be veterinarians and fix cats and dogs.
Awesome. Sounds great. And we'll look into the Russian laptop location and get back to you.
Ready to copy SSCs.
Okay, Mike, we would like you to go flip up the SSC 20 and 21 in the GEM just to help us with the updates. And then Columbus would like you to call them when you are ready for their task, but they have a computer in Columbus module that needs some troubleshooting time as well.
Okay, we will flip up 20 and 21 in the GEM, and then we'll go talk to our Columbus friends. Yeah, this is part of the ongoing troubleshooting, so looking forward to seeing what they have for us. We'll get Eagle up and working. Okay, thanks. Also, stand by. I think Oleg found the Russian laptop. His data said it was on the Starboard 5. It's on the Port 5, and we found it. Thank you.
Okay, copy. You found the Russian laptop. Thanks.
And if you don't mind passing that word on, maybe it's different in IMS or something, we can get that fixed for next time. And I really appreciate the help.
I copy, Mike. Did you say that laptop then was located Lab 1, Port 5?
Affirmative.
Okay, copy. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for SSCs.
Is he on 2?
With our kindest regards to Pluto, we can say that we have opened up the lids or the screens for SSCs 20 and 21 in the gym.
Awesome, thanks.
Nick, this is International Space Station from the beautiful Columbus module on Space to Ground 2.
The station Munich on 2. We're preparing the details for an ICO swap with the Unit 1 from the backup, and we're putting together the last steps to be ready and get back with you in 10-20 minutes when we have all the details to execute the task, about 50 minutes duration.
Okay, no worries. We're up here to serve, so let us know when you're ready, and we'll fix it right in and get ICO up and running.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
So, station on Space Ground 2 for Air Admin 2.
Go ahead, Johnny. We're with you on 2.
Sorry, this is Kimia for the air at maintenance.
Hey, Kimia. Sorry about that. I'm with you on 2.
Okay. I'm on step 5.1 on procedure... Sorry. 4.1.130, air at maintenance, plate changeout. And I confirmed that beforehand on step 5.4, had both, and also this plate has two contacts. But after lowering this load at step 5.10, I only see one contact on this ball and also this plate. Is this expected, or I need to do something else? I didn't have any procedure to check these kind of contact points, but I just see this is only one contact, so I'm just making sure, checking I'm doing right or I'm missing anything.
Okay, Kimia, we copy all, and VME is going to take a look. If you have a camera handy, can we get a couple photos?
Okay, I already got a photo, but if you have video view and not three, I can put the one on the light, camera, video camera, and make a video tour maybe for the ground.
Okay, we're going to route it now, so that should work. Give us about 1 minute.
Okay, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and some help with Mabel.
So, Johnny, I'm here. Go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Xena is having some trouble opening one of the biocells, and we think that an L-wrench can help. There is a metric set and a standard set in the IVA toolbox drawer 4, and we believe a 2mm or a 5/64 would do the trick.
Thanks. 2mm or 5/64, do you want me to just grab the set, kind of the Allen wrench set that's got a whole range of them?
Yes, you can grab the whole set in case those two do not work.
Yeah, I'll do that, yeah. I think might help some back and forth. All right, that's in work.
And Stacey is down 2 for Kimia.
It's on 2?
Hey, we got a good video downlink here of that, and we looked it up. There's actually a note further down in the procedure, step 7.8, that's a little helpful, but it essentially reads that 2 points of contact are only going to be seen when the main arm is unracked. So what we're seeing now on the video and what you're seeing is expected.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for checking. Well, I'm going to just continue this procedure. Thank you very much for your help.
Kathy, thank you for clarifying.
Station Munich for Mike, and heads up on ICO swap.
Hello, Munich. This is Mike on Space to Ground 2. How can I help?
And we wanted to let you know that we are now ready for the steps for the ICO swap to convey it to you whenever you're ready to copy.
1 moment, and I will be right in front of the box, and I'll be ready to write things down. Nick, from the Columbus on Space to Ground 2. Standing by.
And Mike Munich here. Thank you for taking time for helping with the laptops. First item is for the CMO. One step is that from earlier troubleshooting this morning by Johnny, we still have the CMO off. Therefore, the corresponding cobalt brick serial number 1328 needs a cycle. That will bring up the CMO automatically.
Okay, I copy. I'll find the cobalt brick 1328 and recycle. And just for your information, and in an effort to be collaborative, we have both the Columbus camera and VCA number 1 available for if you want to join us and watch. If not, no worries.
Copy that. Thank you very much. So we'll check if we get this configured in the time, and otherwise I can proceed if you're ready.
Okay, almost ready. That delay was, I was counting to at least 15 seconds, and I turned off and then turned back on, cycled cobalt brick 1328. So hopefully CMO will come back on.
Copy that, Mike, and we'll let you know when the changes on CMO. And then I would continue for the ICL up to the backup. So first would be to retrieve the ZBook ICL 1. It's labeled accordingly from the 1.0 CTB Columbus laptops, serial number 4382, located in the Columbus starboard end cone aft deck.
Okay, let's see. I will see if I can see this super fast, but I heard what you said. We're looking for the 1.0 CTB 4382, and from there we will get ICL 1. I found the CTB, and so I know where it is, and standing by for next steps unless you want me to wait and get out the ICL.
Okay. Thanks for the good feedback. Yeah, I continue with the steps rather short. So the Columbus starboard end cone, then install the ICL 1 on top of the ZBook ICL 2. After that, please swap all connections from ICL 2 to the ICL 1, same port. And once that is complete, then you can remove the ICL 2 from underneath ICL 1 and stow it back in the same 1.0 CTB 4382 in the starboard and cone aft deck. That's it.
All of the cables into the same ports, and then we will remove ICL 2 and reinstall that or put it back into the 1.0 CTB from where ICL 1 came. I have no questions. I'm ready to execute. If you have anything else, please let me know.
And we copy all, Mike. Good readback. Thank you. And we see no current on the CMO, unfortunately. If you could double-check the power chain and let us know if we give another try for the cobalt brick cycling then after that.
Okay, yes, very fast. Cobalt brick number 1328 is, it was, had a green light on it. I turned it off for 15 seconds, turned it back on, green light came back on. So theoretically, power should be flowing. I will check the rest of the chain to make sure it's connected. And then and report back to you. Then I guess what you would like after that is a recycle of cobalt brick again.
Munich copies all. Thank you.
The Munich on 2 for CMO.
And Munich is here with you, Mike.
I'm so glad I always listen to you. I checked the power chain and it looked like CMO was power plug was. The laptop itself was disconnected. I reconnected it, so hopefully CMO should be pulling power. If not, let me know.
Copy that, Mike. Then please cycle the cobalt brick 1328 one more time.
Okay, we are recycling the cobalt brick. Munich, cobalt brick is recycled. This time I gave more like 45 seconds between off and on, and I found the Eiko number one laptop.
Munich, copies all. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, Munich, number one is installed with a one-for-one swap of the cables. Should I turn it on, or is anything you need me to do for Eiko 1?
And back with you, Mike from Munich. Yes, please power on the Eiko 1, and then also the same for the CMO. If it's not powering on its own, then also please open that lid for CMO and switch it on. We hope that does the trick.
I have switched both CMO and Eiko 1 on, and no joy, nothing on the screens, and the power button, usually if you push it on, I think it changes to a green light or a white light or something, so there's no indication that either one are powered. The cobalt bricks are both saying that they're giving output power. Sorry for the not good news. I will recycle the cobalt brick for Eiko. That is brick number 1448. Maybe that will do the trick.
Munich, copies all.
The Munich, good news on CMO. It does have a good, the screen is on and it seems to be processing data.
And Mike, Munich, we see current on the Eiko, our telemetry not on the CMO.
Okay. Well, the CMO is definitely on. It on the back of the CMO computer, the Ethernet cable is blinking yellow and green. It looks very happy. And we got niente, nothing on the Eiko 1.
And Munich copies. We take a deeper look into the connection and configuration and we'll quickly come back a bit later.
Actually, I have something for you, Munich, some new news. Sorry, I stepped on you. I apologize. It looks like the power brick that I thought was going to Eiko, that was 1448, is actually going to CMO. So you should get telemetry from CMO, and the power brick that we thought was powering Eiko is powering CMO. If you want, as part of troubleshooting, I can take that power brick and connect it to the Eiko 1 and at the back of the laptop and see if that helps Eiko.
And Mike, this is Munich. Could you please repeat which cobalt brick connected to Eiko and CMO respectively?
Yes. So I think it might have gotten changed in previous troubleshooting that maybe you and I did not know about. But the cobalt brick that is powering CMO and that seems to be working is cobalt brick 1448.
Munich copies, so cobalt brick 1448 for the CMO.
And the one powering Eiko appears to be, and I will be very precise here, so one moment, please. The brick from before, 1328. And since I'm here at 1328, I'm happy to recycle that one also.
And Mike, this is Munich for laptops. We would prefer to have them swapped. If you could turn off the cobalt bricks and pop them in the configuration brick 1328 to the CMO, and then switch on the cobalt bricks again, please.
Okay, absolutely happy to do that, especially because both cobalt bricks seem to be working at the moment. CMO is powered and running, and news, Eiko number one is powered and running with the cobalt brick reset.
And Mike, this is Munich. We see both also running from ground. We still would prefer having the connections corrected, so please switch off the bricks and reconnect brick 1328 to the CMO and 1448 to the Eiko.
We can do that, so stand by. Take me a moment or two, and then we will report back to you.
Munich copies. Thank you so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
On 2, sorry, I know you're waiting for Johnny for Munich. Real quick, Joy, on both laptops, I put the power chains the way that you asked for, and both Eichel 1 and CMAO are both operating. Their lids are open. Would you like me to close them? Over.
And Munich copies all. That's great news, and lids of all laptops can be closed. Thank you so much for the successful recovery.
Houston Station, Johnny on 2. I heard someone call for me.
Yeah, hey, Johnny. We are going to let you guys know that we're going to cancel the flight director conference this evening, trying to get you guys a little bit more time for the MABLE activities. And then I'm just going to follow up with you on or the crew on email.
Copy. We'll cancel the flight director conference, and then there will be a follow-up on email. Thanks. And great talk with you, Jess.
Thank you.
And on Space to Ground 2 for Munich, just wanted to close out by saying, yes, of course, we're happy to help. We're glad that Eichel and CMAO are both working again. They are Velcroed together, even though if you're looking on the camera, you can see two fingers difference, but that's the way that the Velcro seemed to work out, and it provides better cooling. If you'd like anything else, let us know. In the meantime, back to business.
And Munich copies all. Thanks again for your great help, and have a good afternoon.
Station 2 for Dragon Cargo Ops.
We're with you on 2.
And you're with us here aboard Space Station, Jessica, and Orbit 2 team, welcome. Hey, real quick, get back at Orbit 1, seems like a long time ago. There were a few deltas, and before I get too far into Cargo Ops, I was wondering if there are any new deltas. I'm still working off the last one of the deltas you gave me this morning.
Okay, copy on Mike. We do have some deltas, as it turns out, so just give us a couple minutes and I'll get them to you.
Hey, no worries, no worries. I'll be here all day. And yes, I thought you might. This is a dynamic operation, and salutes to the ISOs.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Stotrak.
Houston Station on 2, this is Mike. What's up for me?
Yeah, affirm. I have a couple of things, three things to be exact, just for some clarification in Stotrak with regards to your earlier question.
Okay, stand by one. I'll grab something with which to write. Houston Station on 2, Mike here, ready for stowage and unpacking comments.
Okay, copy. So in Stotrak step 47.08, there was a bag that was in your crew note. It looks like it was temp stowed in node 1, deck 2 per MCC. We wanted to verify, and if it is still there, we would like it to go to the final Stotrak location, node 3, overhead 2. Correction, node 3, aft 2.
Okay, I'm sorry, I stepped on you. Could you please repeat?
Yeah, sorry about that. It was a correction. That bag in 47.08 needs to go to node 3 aft 2.
Okay, we understand that is the final resting place of the bag. May it rest there in peace. But I would say that ask, and I think that was part of Johnny's original question, is are we sure that that bag is full yet? Node 3 aft 2 is a bit tedious to get to. We're happy to do it, but if we have to go back and forth a couple times, it just delays our efficiency, if you know what I mean. So if it's definitely ready to go to the final resting place, we're happy to do it.
Okay, Mike, copy. We will have ISO check on that real quick, but with efficiency in mind, step 2 is currently marked incomplete right now still. It's step 68.06. And it has the same issue in that that bag needs to go to node 3 aft 2.
And therefore, we will have the same question of making sure that that it is those bags are full. And then if they are full, then we're happy to put them at node 3 aft 2.
Happy all, and I will get back to you on that as well. The last one for note 3 here, step 69.03. It's currently temp stow. It's not marked complete, but we just wanted to make sure that was still on the docket today in case you had already moved on.
Okay. I'm unfamiliar with that one. I'll take a look at it, and report back to you what's up with that.
I copy all. That is all I have. I'll get back to you on those first two temp stows for the AF2 location here in a couple minutes once ISO looks it up. But, yeah, that last one, 6903, is just a single cable, so just want to make sure it makes it to its final location.
Absolutely. We also want to make sure of that. So we'll double, triple check and report back to you. Thank you. Thanks for giving the updates, and we'll go hit it.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Mabel.
Johnny and 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny. Zena has completed her portion of the Mabel op, so we are ready for you over at LSG, and you will be working with Shankini on Space to Ground 3.
Hey, I'll make my way over there and move to 3. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and Cargo Ops.
And Jessica on 2, this is Mike for Cargo Ops, ready to go.
Hey, just getting back to you. We are going to leave those bags at Node 1 Deck 2 per the request, and have noted that Node 3 aft is hard to get to, so there's some steps later on at like 86 and 87 that go to the same location, and so ISO is going to consolidate all that and just let you do it all at once. So you can ignore my first two notes to you earlier and just work on 3.
Copy. Hey, thanks, and thanks to ISOs for that. We appreciate the slight course corrections on efficiencies. It's hard to do it if you're not up here, and sometimes it's hard to do it when you're up here. I am now looking at 6.93, and we'll see what's going on with that cable, and we'll report back to you.
Happy, thanks, and appreciate the words. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and PMC.
On 2.
Hey, Kimia, I wanted to pass along that we can defer your PMC to after the stow task right after it, if you would like, as an option, just to give you more time to do T2, but over to you.
Okay, thank you for your offer. Actually, I will be able to handle it, so I'm going to just follow this timeline. Thank you.
Okay, copy all. We'll keep it on time.
Houston Station 2 for ISO and cargo update.
Go ahead, Mike. We're with you on 2 for the ISO update.
I'd like to start where we left off and then move quickly backwards, yet it'll be progress moving forwards. You asked about 6903. Indeed, it was temporarily stowed, and I put it in its final place and updated stow track. So that one is good and marked off. And I left a crew note that the CTP in which it went into is fully full. How copy so far?
We copy all.
Okay, and then from this morning, just wanted to close the loop super fast. This morning we talked about an MO2 bag number 1319, which is a Node 2 Deck 2, and it's called SpaceX Return. And then there was a series of events from 47, I think, and then 70.02, 7103, 52-2, 7208. We did all of those that you asked for this morning, except for 9407. That one we won't get to for a while. So I was wondering if we don't get to it today, which it doesn't look likely, that maybe you can update the stowage notes so that when we do put 9407 into a return for Houston bag, that we all know that it'll be returned bag number 2 instead of 1. If not, no worries. We'll figure it out up here for sure.
Okay, we copied all, Mike, and ISO is tracking that, and we copy 9407. We will make sure that that is good to go.
Sure, appreciate it. If you have nothing else, and if you do, please let me know, but if you don't, then I'll just continue working down the list.
Okay, nothing from ISO or us at this time, so you go to proceed. Thanks.
Station Munich on 2 for Mike and T-Mini, quick ask when you have a minute.
Hello, Munich on 2, Fink is here.
And Mike, Munich is with you. The T-Mini downlink hasn't completed, so we don't see the files on ground, and we believe this is a known issue that is recovered by bringing the Everywhere app to the foreground. Briefly, and then this triggers the downlink And that's all we need from you to do. Thank you very much.
Okay, Munich, on my tablet on which I downloaded T-Mini, the eye where main menu is now displayed.
Munich copies. Thank you very much, Mike. That's it from our end.
Okay, super. Wondering if you could tell me when the TV Mini downlink is complete, because I'm using that tablet to help me with stowage, but I can certainly spare it for a while, no problem.
And Mike, this is Munich. You can put the Everywhere app to the background again, so that was enough, and you can proceed with the work as before.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the update. And
so Johnny on T radio check.
Johnny, we're with you on T. Go ahead.
Hey, I am not getting comms on 3 or 4. It looks like our PCS is showing we do have comms. Were you able to hear me?
Negative, Johnny. We're still in that KU outage right now. We got another minute and a half, roughly, till we come back. We'll let you know right away when we relock, though.
Okay, copy. I'll meet you all back on 3. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate the flexibility. Station Huntsville on Space Sequence 2 for Johnny and Biother.
Thank you to whoever changed my public call. My hands are a bit full. Johnny's on too. Go ahead.
That's a big thank you to Houston. Yes, so we locked back up on KU, but we're not getting a connection on the ground. So in order to keep you moving for the day, we are going to swap our enablement, at least for the moment, over to Space to Ground 2. Shankini is enabled and ready to take back up and pick back up with you. However, we still do not have video, so it's going to be a bit more revised today.
No problem. I think that's a good compromise. So I have transfer X-ray syringe in my hand, and can you repeat the instructions? I think you did 2 mils each from Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie Wells.
Affirmative, and that should be about emptying each of those wells. So it will be approximately 2 mil. You're probably not going to be able to get the 2 mil, but get as much as you can from Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie. They all go into transfer X-ray.
Okay, so at the end of it, I should have about 6 mils in transfer X-ray.
Yes, and when you insert that cannula, you can push it to a hard stop in the well and then start withdrawing.
And thank you. I have 6 mils of solution in transfer X-ray syringe.
Great. Now you are going to take that cannula off, and on your sharps container on the right-hand side, pull up that tab and dispose of the cannula, and we are going to cap that transfer syringe and temp stow it.
In work. The transfer X-ray is temp stowed.
Now take the media syringe 17 Alpha Bravo Charlie on the label. And I believe you already have a cannula connected to it, but do you also have the plunger tool connected to it?
Turn them both.
Now, what we would like you to do is prime the cannula, which is just removing the air before we go into the well. So if you pull back slightly on the plunger and then push up just until you see liquid in the opening of the cannula.
Okay, that's complete.
Once complete, you are going to go into well alpha again and dispense about 2 mil, but again, just watch the well. As it gets full, you can stop, and then you'll move to Bravo and Charlie and do the same. And surface tension is going to be a pain on this, so if you can start from a bottom corner and hopefully it dispenses up, but because the wells have been wetted, it will be tricky.
Understand.
And if you need to dab anything up, use the sterile gauze. And Johnny, we are back with you. And so looks like you finished dispensing the media. You're going to take off the plunger tool and then take off the cannula, dispose of that in your sharps, and then cap the syringe, and that will go in the trash bag.
Okay. Just real quick. So I'm using the same. I've done Alpha and Bravo. I haven't done Charlie yet. Using the same cannula for all the wells, right?
Affirmative. Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie, same syringe, same cannula.
And filling up Charlie now. Okay, the plunger tool is removed, cannula is in the sharps, and then you said I could throw away the syringe?
Affirmative, if you would cap that and throw it away. And then what we're going to do is And next we're going to repeat everything you did with the Yankee transfer syringe and Wells Delta Echo and Foxtrot. So we will start with the transfer syringe.
Okay. Yep. So I've got transfer Yankee in my hand. And you want me to do the same you said for Delta Echo Foxtrot, right?
Affirmative. Affirmative, and as you're doing that, they're going to swap us back to Space to Ground 3.
Okay. Now, when I'm pulling the fluid out of the wells, am I going to just do it until it's all out, or just really stop at 2 mils? Because sometimes I feel like I can get a little bit more.
In Station Houston on 2 for Johnny, hey, we're trying to get you back on talk on Space to Ground 3, but you're still talking on 2 right now, so give us a minute. And we can do it from the ground, or if you got a crew member there, they can switch it for you.
Houston, if you can switch it for me. I don't see anyone within walking distance. Oh, Mike's coming up. Mike?
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Nanorax SA.
Huntsville Station 2 for Nanorax SA.
Hey, Mike, it seems to be one trouble after the other for our payload today. Giving you a heads up, we've been unable to connect to Nanorax DNA stability inside of mainframe Alpha. And if you are amenable later today, we'll be looking for your help around 1800. It should only be about 15 minutes of your time, and we'll call you for more steps then, but we're just going to need you essentially to change the actual payload port that DNA stability is plugged into.
Okay, I copy. You're looking for that action around 1800. Amenable and Diligent are my middle names. And I'd also offer to do it now if you like.
And copy that, Mike. We'd appreciate the offer to do it now. However, we have touch temp constraints related to the payload power down. So 1800 around then is when we'll have those constraints met. I'll give you a call as soon as we're able, though. And we greatly appreciate both your and all of your crewmates' flexibility and assistance for us today.
Today is a great day for science, so we're happy to help. And Melted Hands is not my middle name, so I do appreciate the touch temperature. See you at 1800 or around then.
We always appreciate the safety side, Mike, and we'll give you a call then.
Sensation on 2 for Dragon Unpack ISO and item number 70.03.
Houston is here with you on 2.
Yeah, for that one, I'm going to need an alternate location. So let me tell you the whole story, but yet quickly. For some reason, I had fat-fingered it and said that this item was complete. It was not. Maybe the reason is that those GSCI cables cannot fit into that location of node 1 deck 4 underscore deck 1. It's just not going to happen. We need an alternate location, and node 4 deck 1 slash delta 1 is very full. Over.
Okay, copy all, Mike. We copy 7003, need an alternate location, and node 1 deck 4 delta 1 is very full. And ISO is tracking that. We will get you a new location soon.
Okay, thank you. No super hurries, but it definitely needs an alternate location, and I did make a crew note. But I thought I'd get you on it before the crew notes got beaten down. Thank you.
Station Houston 2 for Mike and step 70.03.
Sensation 2, go ahead, please.
Great. ISO's recommendation for those GFCI cables are to go to the same location but use RAC Alpha 1 instead of Delta 1.
Copy Alpha 1 instead of Delta 1. I'll take a look. Thank you. Sensation 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, Mike, with you on 2.
Node 1, deck 4, alpha 1, which is what I believe I heard. It is one of the, like a quarter-size locker, it's one of the tiny ones, and it is 90% full, and it could not even accommodate a single inverter GFCI cable. I can suggest Kilo 1 has enough room that I can probably put three cables into, but then Kilo 1 becomes over.
Okay, copy, Mike. ISO copies that, and Kilo 1's good location.
OK, Okay. There'll be three separate Ziplocs, each of them holding an inverter GFCI, just put into Kilo 1.
Happy all, and we're tracking.
And Houston Station 2 for ISO and stowage. Very fast. Kilo 1, I said, would be completely full. I lied. It's about 95% full. It can take a few small items. Over.
Okay, that's good information. Kilo 1, about 95% full.
Please station all Swiss Ground 2 for Ice Cube, Ice Break Stretch.
We're with you on 2, Kimia.
Checked item number one, 2. The location is 1.0 CTB serial number 5564. That CTB is already 95% full, so I think I can put maybe 5 or 10 more, but other 50 bricks cannot fit in this CTB. So do you have any alternate location?
And Kimia, we were tracking that CTB might have been full, so I actually have two potential backup CTBs for you if you're ready to copy. And we just simply ask that you let us know which icebergs go and which CTBs.
Okay, I'm ready to copy.
Okay, so at JLP port 2, Charlie 1, Delta 1, Echo 1, there's going to be a 1.0 CTB, icebergs 4, serial number 5499. At that same location, there is another 1.0 CTB labeled icebergs 3. This one is serial number 4085.
So JLP port 2, Charlie 1, Delta 1, 1.0 CTB, icebreak 4, serial number 5099, or same location, icebreak 3, serial number 4085.
Good read back, Kimia.
Check. I'm going to work on it and report back to you.
We copy and appreciate it.
Thank you for your support.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike.
Let's go ahead on 2.
Hey, Mike, we know Johnny's still working science, but wanted to put it out there with the way that we're moving the timeline and getting rid of one of the Ops Charlie tasks. We think we might have enough time for the flight director conference now. So over to you guys if you have thoughts there, but we can put it back in.
Okay, let's consult with the rest of the crew, and we'll get back to you within 2 minutes.
Happy, thanks.
Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
After careful consideration, we think we'd just like to leave it, the plans the way they are now, and that'll help make up for a very long and yet successful day. I'll copy.
Yeah, copy all and concur. We will just cancel that or keep it canceled and catch up to you guys via email.
Thank you. We appreciate everyone's understanding.
For 1 second. Until Johnny on Space Ground 2, comm check.
Hey, Johnny, we're just about to give you a call. Same issue we were having earlier. We should have blocked up on KU, but we're having an issue here on the ground. We're going to give it just a moment to sort out. We might get Shankini re-enabled on 2, but we're doing a quick little troubleshooting beforehand, so we'll give you status.
Hey, copy. I'll stand by. Thanks. You put, 3, but key me on 2. Sorry, switch me to 3.
Johnny, can you put your last?
And Johnny Shankini here with you on Spacer Ground 2.
Hey, I am back on 2.
And we unfortunately didn't get that KU lock, so we have no video. But hopefully you kept proceeding because you were doing all the great steps and it was all going to stay exactly the same. So let me know where you...
Okay. Are we ED enabled on 2? I am currently on the Delta, about to attach it to the Yankee fold.
That sounds good. And yes, we are currently on 2.
Okay. Okay, so is it okay if I proceed and just talk out loud?
Affirmative, and that was working really well, and we'll just stop you if we hear something wrong. And in the meantime, we did get video, but yes, you are good to keep going. I think comm this afternoon is really bad.
Okay, do you want me to switch back to 3?
I just asked.
Your last came and broke it again?
I'm actually waiting for the answer of whether we switch back. and they said we can press on two.
Okay, we'll stay on two. Thank you, Kimmy. Great, I got the plunger on 19 Delta. I'm going to connect that to the Yankee Delta. Okay. Switching in, I'll break this white line. Removing Delta off the filter, temp stowing Yankee. New cannula going on to Delta. I mean, okay, and then using this to fill up well Delta. Okay, Delta's full. Cannula gets sharped. Your tool come off and crash. Okay, I have Echo, 19 Echo. I'm coming off. Calling plunger tool. I think to transfer Yankee. The seal. Okay, new cannula on to Echo. Priming. And filling up well Echo. Echo is full. Cannula going in. Your tool off and then trap. We have Foxtrot. I'm coming off. On. Cannula. So, we found attempts to the cannula. This needs to go onto Yankee. So, connecting 19 Foxtrot to 3 Yankee. Now the cannula goes onto Foxtrot. And this is going to be used to fill up the Foxtrot well. Take cannula in the sharps, and then 19 Foxtrot going in the trash. I think that's all the wells are filled.
Yep, that is good. And now we can close that and then BZK wipe the top.
Okay, it's closed. And BZK now. Okay, that's closed. Then I think you want the lock on, right?
Affirmative, lock, and you can put that back in the HAP.
Of three. Okay, Huntsville, back with you on two. My lock bar is installed, and do you want me to put it back in the habitat?
Affirmative, back in the habitat, and you can latch all four latches of the habitat.
Works. Okay. All four latches are on the habitat.
Great. Now for transfer syringe, X-ray, and Yankee, we're going to take off the filter and needleless port part and cap them for return. But you also mind telling us how much media is left in each of those?
So transfer X-ray has 1.25 milliliters left. Transfer Yankee has less than 0.5 milliliters left.
Copy that. And yeah, we'll take off the filter, disconnect the filter from the syringe. The filter and needleless port will get trashed. That syringe will get capped, and we're going to pack that up for return.
Got it. So X-ray is capped. Now, Yankee is capped. Ready for next steps?
And now you're going to take your sample return bag that you temp stowed, and all those syringes will go in the sample return bag.
So all the syringes, as in X-ray Yankee, and then 18 alpha through Foxtrot, and 19 alpha through Foxtrot, so 1, 2, 3, 14 syringes total?
Affirmative. And we want those bundle to be as compact as possible, and Zena found that if you use the bandolier to kind of tape them all in a little bundle, that worked better. But if you have a good way to do it, we just want that return thing to be as compact as possible.
Okay. I'll do my best. Just make sure all these caps are on really well.
Thank you. And then when you're on the outside, before that goes into cold stowage, if you'll do that same cap bag.
Okay. One more time, or maybe if it's a later step, can you give it to me then?
Sorry, Johnny, I did not copy.
Oh, I'm just, could you repeat the latest instructions?
So before you put this bundle of the sample return bag into the freezer, if you will, over the label, put Kapton, but make sure the Kapton wraps around and sticks to itself. And if you will also write with a Sharpie on the bag, Delta 1.
Cutting out towards the end, you want me to write Delta 1 on the Kapton tape? Is that what you said?
negative on the Vitron bag. So somewhere on the bag surface, just right, Delta 1.
Okay, on the bag, on this bag that I'm holding right here.
Affirmative. I don't know why I somehow made those instructions so complicated, but yes, your readback is good.
No, you did it. Oh, no, they were great. So I've got 14 syringes now in the return bag.
That is great. And then with a sani cloth, you're going to wipe your gloves and any surfaces that we think had any splatter or any that anything could have spilled, and then that sani cloth will go in the trash bag, and then we will seal the trash bag, and we will put it into a containment bag.
Okay.
And as you're doing that for big picture, the only things that will come out today are the habitat, the bag of syringes that will go to the freezer, and the trash bag. And we'll have more instructions for the habitat when you come out of Ellis.
Okay. Can I throw away this bandolier of caps? Yeah, I think so, because syringes went in the trash.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Okay, I think I'm ready.
All right, so if you will stage the trash bag and the biosol habitat and the sample bag near the port you're going to open, you can come out of the sleeves and put the plugs on.
So the trash bag is sealed, and then it goes in the containment bag. Containment bag, and then the sample return bag, and then the habitat. Now I'm going to come out. Now.
Affirmative, and then when you're out, I'll give you more words on what's going back to which label.
Okay. Okay, I got all three of those things out. Okay, I think ready for next steps.
And Johnny, the first thing we would like you to do is take care of the temperature control item. So the habitat that you have, the black box, goes into Sable 3 on the tray. But once you put it on that tray, we want you to remove that whole tray and swap it with the tray of Sable 4, because we are running out of CO2 in Sable 3, so we're moving all the science to Sable 4. And that will just be a straight tray swap, so all four habitats at the end of today will be in Sable 4.
Okay, copy. I'll just repeat that back so I'm on the same page. I'm going to open up Sable 3 in Columbus. Now I'm going to put Habitat Delta onto that tray. There should be four of them. I take that tray out of Sable 3 and put it to Sable 4. I think Sable 4 is right next to Sable 3. Is that correct?
Sable 4 is in GEM with you, but yes, you will take the tray and put it there, and then take the empty tray from Sable 4 and put that in Sable 3.
Okay, so let me go, maybe I'll probably grab this empty tray from Sable 4.
That works too. That
okay,
would be a little more efficient. You're right.
Let me go do that now. I'll come. So, Johnny, on 2, the final config is all four habitats are in Sable number 4. So, say, John 2, did you catch copy my last?
Hey, from Johnny, good reading.
And Johnny...
So, Johnny, on 2, say again, your last came in broken.
And, Johnny, if you've got all the habitats already in Sable 4, there are two more items that we have for you. And if the bag is already in the freezer, then we have two more items for you.
So all four of the habitats are in Sable number 4. The return sample is not yet in the freezer. Could you give me the location? I think it's probably the LP3, Duarte 2, Alpha, Section 3-4.
Is correct.
That's in work. Or I think Zena might have gone to me. I will confirm. Hey, Zena generously put that into the freezer and confirmed that we did label it Delta 1 with custom tape over it.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew.
Down 2.
Hey, it looks like the camera in Node 3 got bumped, and we don't have a good view of Sergey working out anymore, so if we could reset that, that would be helpful.
You bet. That was probably my fault anyway.
No worries.
Station 2, not sure if you heard my last. The contents are in the freezer, and we did label it Delta 1, and ready for the follow 2-1 actions.
Thank you so much, Johnny. And the next thing is from Stable 2, where you put the media bags that you retrieved, because we're going to complete the last habitat tomorrow. We would like those media bags to go into refrigeration, which will be Melfi 2, Doer 3, Tray Alpha, Section 1-2.
Hey, you want the contents in Stable 2. If I remember correctly, there was 3 of them, and I think maybe there were Charlie bags. They're going to go in Melfi 2, which is in Jam. Doer 3, Tray Alpha, Section 1-2. Is that right?
Great read back, and your memory is amazing.
A lot of coffee. Console Station, Johnny on 2. That is in refrigeration, those 3 samples. And if you have any follow-on actions, I'm ready to copy.
So the last follow-on action is an oops from us earlier. It's back into LSG. We actually need to close that Sharps container and double bag it. And actually single bag it. And then we need to put the pedestal mount into the tool bag just to keep it stowed for before we run the UV decontamination.
Okay, I'm going to go back into the LSG, and I'll close the Sharps. That was my bad. And I'll put that in a single block bag. I think there's a containment bag in there. And then you want I forget what it's called, the plastic thing on the pedestal to go into the tool bag? Question, what is the tool bag? Is that something inside LSG?
It is inside LSG. It's on the left side. It just has extra plunger tools and extra Velcro ducts. And you'll need gloves to go back into LSG.
Copy. Thanks for the reminder. I will put on gloves, and then I'll go into the right port since there's a little closer.
And, Johnny, we got words that the right port is good as long as you don't pull the Sharps container out of the work volume, and the Sharps container actually does need to be double-bagged.
Okay, copy all. Do we know that there's enough Ziploc bags to double bag it in there? And if not, I can bring an additional one.
No, there is. Right. It should be right
okay,
next
copy.
To it.
This is in yes. work.
And, Johnny, now that you have everything contained, you're also going to have to wipe those sleeves with water, so you may as well come in the front and pull out those sleeves because you have to wipe them with water and before reinstalling. And just a reminder, that's wiping both sets of sleeves, the smalls and the mediums.
Okay, so I have done all those things. I've cleaned the small gloves and I've stowed them. Am I good to remove that forward 10-inch ring plugs and start cleaning the medium sleeves?
Affirmative.
Cleaning these with water. Am I reinstalling these sleeves?
Yes, you are.
I think that is complete.
And, Johnny, thank you so much for everything today, and thank you for figuring out how to wrangle surface tension for us, and thank you.
Oh, I should be thanking you. That was fun. Glad to help. Is there any other actions I need to do for LSG?
Not that we know of, and LSG hasn't said anything, so I think you should run away.
Okay. Do you still need the gem camera off?
You may turn the camera off.
Roger. All right. Well, it's great working with you. Just call us if you need anything else. Otherwise, sounds good. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Don't run just yet. Got something for you.
Yes, on 2. Send it.
Hey, I just wanted to pass. We pulled the room here, so we don't have too much for you other than a reminder that Optimus is going to be down tonight from 2000 to 2200, and we were going to cancel the USOS evening DPC.
That sounds like great news. Let me just pull the room real quick, find my crewmates, make sure we don't got anything else for you, but be right back.
Okay, copy. Sounds good. We'll be standing by. And we did have one question for Zena, but we figured we'd catch her after she's done exercise.
Jess, we are good with canceling evening DPC, and I'm ready to copy.
Awesome. I have just one question for you. It's in regards to your IMV readings that you did this morning. In your crew note, you labeled it as NO2 Zenus PMA IMV, and we just wanted to double-check that the flow that you tested was going into Dragon. We expected that grill location to actually be NO2 forward, but also recognize that it's on the Zenus side of NO2 forward.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood. The data that's recorded within the procedure is for cargo Dragon on NO2 forward, and then what I put in the crew note is for our Dragon, which is on NO2 Zenus. So maybe I didn't need to measure both of those. Perhaps I misread the procedure.
Okay, we copied that, Zena. Just give us a couple seconds. We just want to do a double check.
Station on 2 for IMV.
Go ahead, Zena, with you on 2.
I don't know if this is a short-term answer or a going-to-take-some-time answer, so I'll get back to Tevis. I was planning to do the Node 3, or rather beam IMV measurements once ARED is clear, and I'm happy to redo anything, but hopefully between Node 2 forward and Node 2 Zena, if you've got what you need, just let me know.
Yeah, copy all, Zena. We're having Ethos look at it right now just to see. I think we can get the data that you put in the procedure, and then we'll have both. But assume that we'll be good unless we call you back. And then for your SA, we will be rescheduling the beam portion of that, so you can not have to do that today.
Well, that sounds super. I can also, well, I would love to look in my procedure and see what data I recorded. However, also one note that I have for you is that Optimus is not working on either of my tablets. It's working for others on their tablets. I've tried logging out, logging back in, turning Wi-Fi off and back on. I've tried the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5, and no joy.
Okay, copy all, Zena. And it might be another issue that we're fighting down here, actually, with regards to one of the servers. So that may be a result of that. But we will track that your Optimus is not working and let you know when we fix that server issue.
Okay, copy. It is working for other people, or at least Mike had a green dot for a good Optimus link. And no Wi-Fi is working for me and only me.
Okay, I'm being told that there's two servers on board that the iPads can connect to, and so you may just be connected to the bad one, unfortunately, but and then they happen to be connected to the good one.
Okay, copy. Not sure which two servers you're referring to. I've tried disconnecting and connecting to multiple options, both CrewNet and CloudNet. Each have a 2.4 and a 5 option, if that's what you mean.
Essentially, it doesn't sound like it's something that you can control at all from your end. It's us troubleshooting from the ground right now and trying to get that extra server back up. So I don't think there's any action that you can do to get that tablet back. And so we can let you know when that server comes back up, and if you still have any issues, we can check then.
Okay, copy.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew.
With you on 2.
Hey, Zena, sorry we keep interrupting your workout there, but just want to pass along trying to get the Optimus back up. Like we were just talking, we are actually going to reboot now the authentication server, which is what we think the issue is. There are two of those, and so we're power cycling one. In theory, all the SSCs and tablets should move to 2 if they're not already on 2, and the reboot takes about 10 minutes, so we just ask that nobody log out of their tablets or SSCs and just kind of stay where they're at.
Okay, we copy all. Thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Nanorax Mainframe Alpha.
Hey, Huntsville, if you can give me 5 minutes, I will be there, and we can take care of that one pesky payload that won't connect.
Copy that, Mike. No rush at all. Call us whenever you're ready. And also, we're not going to need a camera this time, so don't worry about setting up any downlink views for us. We're all good.
And station copies. Thank you. Great Huntsville Station on 2 for Mainframe Alpha.
All right, Mike, we're ready to get this knocked down today and squared away. So, you are go. The touch temp constraints have been met. What we're going to have you do, big picture, essentially, is just go back into mainframe alpha and swap the DNA stability payload from that PAPA 1 location to the payload port PAPA 2. I have the full steps for you if you would like a refresher, but we also trust that you've done this quite a few times now and are an expert.
Sure, appreciate the consideration. I promise not to mess it up, and I'll carefully unpower and then disconnect and then go from PAPA 1 to PAPA 2. And then we will reconnect and repower further procedure.
Sounds like an excellent plan to us, Mike. And if you could just give us a call when you're done, and we'll power everything up.
Okay. And if you could, just let us know how it worked out, either at the DPC, and if that doesn't work, in the daily summary, because we very much value our role in the enabling of science on board. Even if it's just moving boxes around, we still appreciate it.
For sure, Mike. We'll be 100% giving you guys a status, hopefully with some good news.
Console station on Space to Ground 2. The DNA unit was moved from PAPA 1 to PAPA 2. Everything has been reconnected, and Locker 3 power is on, as is the NanoRacks mainframe alpha power is on. So you're good to go to test it out. And just to give you a report, I did a pin and socket check on PAPA 1 and PAPA 2 in the DNA unit, and everything looked perfectly fine. All the pins were straight, and there was no FOD.
Copy all, Mike. Excellent report. Good config, and we definitely appreciate the bonus pin socket check. We'll go ahead and get things powered up and give you guys a word either in the daily summary or morning DPC tomorrow with the results of how everything turned out.
And we sure appreciate you and working with you all today. Thank you so much. This has been a great day for science, but I bet you all are tired.
I think that's our words to you. Excellent work today. We appreciate you guys so much, and have a great night. Looking forward to working with you again.
Control station on Space Ground 2 for Dragon Cargo.
Space Ground 2.
I'm now on step 80.05. And the CTB, which serial number 5247, is already full. So do you want me to bring this one to another location or create another CTB, 1.0 CTB?
All right, we got ISO check-in. Give us a sec.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and the full CTB.
It's on 2.
Hey, Camille, you can find an empty 1.0 CTB and make a new one. We would like you to label that one SpaceX 33 Dry Wipes number 2. And then you can still...
Okay, I'm going to find another CTB, 1.0.
Then, yeah, Camille, you can okay. Stow that in PMA 1, and then when you can either call down or just put in a crew note the new serial number.
Okay, I'll find a new 1.0 CTB and put that in SpaceX 33 dry wipes and put it in PMA-1 and also let you know the serial number by crew note. Thank you.
Mission copy, thanks.
Thank you.
Station on 2 for VelociTalk.
With you on 2.
Hey, my internet and Optimus is back. Thank you very much for that. And with that, I can now open the procedure in which I had data saved in table 10, if you're ready to copy.
Copy all. Good news. I'm glad your tablet's back up and working. And I was going to just call you in a little bit to tell you that that server reboot was successful. So glad that's working. We were able to download the data already from the procedure, so we're good to go.
Fantastic. And also, I'm going to suggest that I just knock out the beam measurements tonight. It'll take me maybe 5 minutes. I've got the VelociCalc out already. I know where to go, and then I can put it away.
All right, Zena, your discretion. It's okay with us.
Ready? In work.
Houston Station on 2, question on stow track, step 83.
All right, with you on 2 for step 83.
Yes, I understand the intent for 83 and 84 to provide ballasting by putting these 4.0 CTPs back into Dragon. My question is, the last time we loaded stuff, and I know these are not permanent locations, but the orientation of the bag, such as the hinge with respect to the center or aft or starboard, and the which direction the lid faced was important, is that important for these steps, or just as long as it's in the right area, the actual orientation of the bag does not matter.
All right, ISO is going to track that down. Give us a couple minutes.
Sure, no rush.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike Nanorax and some good news.
Huntsville, was Papa 2 successful?
Papa 2 was joy. We got some good current flow pretty much right away, so I figured we'd give you guys some good news to end the night on. Thank you again for all the help, and we'll consider this wrapped up.
Thank you very much for keeping us informed. We really appreciate it. And again, thanks to everyone who worked so hard today in Huntsville and all of your satellite centers, us working together as a team, getting some science done. So kudos and thank you.
Appreciate the kind words, Mike, and have a great night.
Station on 2, Star Trek, step 8989, question.
Hi, Johnny, with you on step 89.
Yeah, overheard Kimia saying that the CTB for Dry Wipes is overfilled and NEO is instructed to create a second CTB called SpaceX 33 Dry Wipes 2. This one is also instructed to be labeled SpaceX 33 Dry Wipes 2. Do you want me to make it a number 3 instead or keep it as is?
Yeah, that's a good catch, Johnny. You can make step 89 say SpaceX 33 Dry Wipes number 3, and then we're going to go back through and make sure there aren't any other ends in here that need to be a different number.
Hey, no problem. I'll make this a number 3. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and bag orientations.
On 2.
Hey, we confirmed that there is no specific orientation of the bag that is required for the current cargo ops.
Okay, thanks for closing the loop.
Station Houston on 2 for a quick question for the IMAC reorganization. I'm on the message 73-0589, and I'm on page 2, and I'd like, I could use some real quick help for myself.
Okay, we're all with you on 2 and ready to support.
Okay, on line item 1, Charlie, I'm looking inside the emergency 1.0 CTV for the pneumonia response medical kit. Did you confirm that's where it's supposed to be? Because I found 1001, but that was in PMA 2.
Okay, we copy. Question, did you also find bag serial number 1002 in PMA 2 as well?
To be honest, I did not, because once I found one, I figured that's all I needed. So I will keep looking.
Okay, copy. We're just going to double-check the locations there, but it looks like in Step Delta, we should also see serial number 1002 there as well, but we'll confirm for Step Charlie.
Thanks. Sometimes the second pair of eyes really helps. Thank you very much.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for Cargo Dragon Cargo Ops.
We're with you on 2.
I'm on Step 80.08 for the pre-treat. The location, 2.0 CTB serial number 4103 is maybe 80% of 80% full. So if we keep cushion, we cannot put it. But if we remove these cushions, I think we can put it in. So should I keep cushion and create another CTB, or just throw away cushion and also put it in these CTBs?
Okay, ISO's check in on whether or not we can leave the cushions in or not.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Mike and the IMAC unpack.
Station Houston, Houston Station on 2 for Jess, go ahead.
I'm guilty of doing that all the time. If you haven't found 1001 yet in PMA 2, we've been told that it might be in PMA 3 now.
No, I found. I found 1001 in PMA 3, but I did not find 1002 yet, and I did not find the emergency 1.0 CTB US CV EMER hardware 5511. So I'm thinking that the emergency 1.0 CTB 5511 might have 1002 inside. 1001 has been serviced and ready to go. And Houston Station on 2, how copy?
Yeah, Yeah, sorry, Mike, we were just chatting down here. It sounds like the serial number 5511 has been relocated to a Crew 11 Carly 6 cargo pallet, and we're hoping if you go there, you'll find that CTB, and inside it will be 1002.
That would explain it, and thanks for the update. That's why I called. I knew I could count on you. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Houston is on Space Ground 2 for cargo ops.
Houston is with you on 2.
Okay, I'm on step 80.09, and location, final location, TMM overhead for Charlie 1 Delta 2. A little bit confusing, but both location was 4. So I'd like to have alternate location. What I'm seeing, overhead 3, we have location for this, and also overhead 4, if it's in front, in rack front, we have space for this.
Okay, copy. We are checking that right now, looking at overhead 3 or overhead 4. Give us a sec.
Yes. And it has to clarify, if it's overhead 3, you can put it in a rack. And overhead 4, you have to put this one in the rack front.
Okay, we copy all. And for 8008, we have determined that the cushions are not required to stow in 4103.
Understand. So for the pre-treat tanks, we don't need to keep cushion. Understand that. So I'm going to go ahead to working on this and coming back.
Station Houston for Kimia, regarding those cushions, if you think they're worth saving per step one in the stow track, you can keep them in the node 2 deck 2 location once you take them out of that CTB. Otherwise, you can trash them.
Okay, Kimia, copies.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and the overhead 4 locker.
Head on 2.
Okay, for step 80.09. We had a recommendation, even though you said you could do it on the rack front of overhead 4, we wanted you to check and see if it'll fit in the Alpha 1, Bravo 1 locker of overhead 4.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to first check Alpha 1 and Bravo 1 locker. I'll do it later. Thank you.
Okay, good readback. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for IMAC. Reconfigure.
With your mic on too.
I looked on the cargo pallet and Dragon didn't see an ammonia hit like that, nor did I see emergency CTB 1.0 CTB 5511. I checked in IMS and IMS says it's in PMA 1, and I looked in PMA 1, didn't find it there, so I'm out of ideas. Could really use your help.
Copy all, Mike. We're following along with you here, and unfortunately it sounds like it's moved around a couple of times, so we're kind of sending you on a wild goose chase. But we have one more location for you. It's a 40 CTB serial number 5016 located in PMM1 Tech 1 Delta.
Okay, I'll check there in a little bit. Thank you very much for the help, and I would have never guessed in 100 years that it would be there.
I think that goes for us, too, but no problem. We'll be here if you got any more questions.
Soul Station, Space Ground 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, would it be possible to push in to still LSG? We would, of course, clean up all the things that are around it, and wondering if we can push it in, and then we pull it out later. We're just trying to do some photo ops here in the gym and didn't think about it till now.
And, Johnny, that's a negative. We're currently running a decontamination.
Thank you. Copy. We understand. All right. Thanks. To Station, Space Ground 2 for Expedition 73.
Station Houston, we're with you on 2.
You're welcome to come aboard the GEM camera if you already haven't. Today's a pretty special day, and we have ECF, and we can see that there's some friends in Mission Control Houston that might want to say a few words to a special person up here.
Hey, привет, Сергей. Это такой так, назовем я. Repeat. We can see you through the GEM camera now, and super glad to see you guys and talk to you. So today is 500 days for you, so congratulations. I wish I could be there to celebrate it with you and with other crewmates. But congratulations, and have a nice day there, and looking forward to seeing you guys on the ground in December, hopefully. So you might be able to hit the 600 day by that time.
Hello, Takuya, Sam, Hagazamas. Good to hear your voice. And of course, we remember our celebration 400. Now, one more, maybe in December. We'll look a little bit more. Thank you so much for being, and congratulations for good work. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Пожалуйста, очень рад видеть вас и говорить с вами. И сейчас я передаю микрофон Юрию.
Arigato
gozaimasu. МГС, ответьте, Супу Хьюстона.
Отвечаем, Юрий.
Да, Сергей, приветствуем всех членов экипажа. Меня зовут Юрий, фамилия Красных, работаю сменным. За эту экспедицию мы уже пару раз, как-то нам удавалось поздравлять тебя с праздниками, но вот мимо этой даты тоже мы не могли не пройти. Все-таки 500 дней вне Земли, это вообще как бы звучит как название какого-то фантастического романа или фантастического фильма, а ту фантастику, которую вы делаете фактически реальностью. И это такой рубеж, который показывает ваш профессионализм, а также ваше отношение к делу и преданность ему. Вас благодарим за работу и желаем вам хорошего полета, штатной работы. И мы, вот я не знаю, 500 дней есть такой вот клуб? Вот, было бы хорошо, чтобы он был.
Юрий, спасибо большое за поздравления, за добрые слова. Признаюсь, узнал случайно об этом, честно говоря, не отслеживал. И, конечно, клубов никаких мы не создавали. Но так родных напугал, что меня тут определили в марсианскую миссию на 500 дней. Вот. Ну, приняли это за чистую монету. Пришлось выводить этих испанцев, что это не перспектива, это только достижение. Так что еще раз спасибо огромное. Видите, все наши такие небольшие события возможны только благодаря вам, благодаря нашей совместной общей работе. Так что от души поздравляю вас и с сегодняшним праздником, в первую очередь, большим успением, и такими нашими маленькими достижениями, которые являются общими.
Да, да, Сергей, принята вся информация, передам ребятам, и вот передаю трубку Андрею.
Hello, guys. One. This is Андрей Сидяев. Андрей Сидяев. Ребята, привет.
Oh, welcome, Андрей. Good to hear you.
Всем большой-большой привет, ребят. Долго говорить не буду, занимать ваше драгоценное время, чтобы вы могли, ну, как следует отдохнуть, отметить, так скажем, это замечательное событие. Сергей, я тебя поздравляю с этим юбилеем, так сказать. Вот, желаю тебе преодолеть еще не одну сотню дней на орбите. Но в любом случае, чтобы это зависит от твоего желания. То есть, если ты действительно желаешь, и чтобы у тебя в этом плане все получалось. Олег, Алексей. Ну, вам тоже желаю тоже не одну сотню в полете встретить и всем остальным ребятам, кто тоже сейчас находится вместе с вами, ну, чтобы как можно больше вот этих праздников у вас было, чтобы любой, на самом деле, любой праздник, любое событие на орбите, оно встречается и запоминается как лицом. Вот я желаю, чтобы у вас таких моментов было как можно больше.
Спасибо, Андрей. Гоняться не будем, если это будет мешать тем, кто идет по нашим следам, то дорогу уступим, чтобы чьи-то большие цифры не превращались в чьи-то небольшие. Ну а так, конечно, радуемся каждому событию. Вот
4 недели. Вот. So, у Алексея стодневку отметили, Киме сам 200, Майкл ветеран, так вообще 400, он у нас чемпион. Так что спасибо, жизнь идет, полет продолжается, все хорошо, все слабо.
Ну и так, для информации, у нас тоже на Земле продолжается подготовка, пока еще нет официального решения, но я назначен в экипаж Крю-13, мы уже сейчас, наш экипаж приступил к подготовке, так что, ну, с вами мы вряд ли на борту увидимся, но с теми, кто вас сменит, мы однозначно встретимся на борту.
Отлично, очень рады слышать такую новость, поздравляем с назначением, цифр не пугайся, даже Аполлоны возвращались благополучно, так что успешной подготовки.
Спасибо, ну, как я говорил, экипаж 13-Б.
All right, guys, that's all from us down here, but from all of us at MCC Houston, just congrats again and celebrate.
Thank you, Houston. And from all of us on board, we'd like to have the official presentation. Of course, many nice things are being said about our dear commander today, but honestly, from our hearts, we really appreciate your leadership. And we know that it's a long road to become a cosmonaut. It's very, very few people have a chance to fly in space. Very, very, very few people have had as much time in space as you have. And for that, this patch is very rare, and it's especially for you. And I don't think they have any more in the astronaut office because they only made a couple. So they're very glad that you have it. And we are very lucky and happy to share this special day with you. This is a very big milestone. Very few humans have achieved it, and we're proud to know you and proud that you're our commander. Thank you very much.
And especially for Sergei, today we have an additional pitch. It looks like cake, as you wish.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, so when I first flew, we didn't have cakes on board. Now look at us, so much progress has been made, and a 500-day cake is even rarer. Thank you to our friends in Houston for supporting this event, and we're really glad to have served with you today, and especially on this special day. It's a сожалению, что этот день только раз в жизни. Next time we'll bring Eskimo.
And hey, guys, if you want to stay there for about 2 minutes, we'll have the crowd up here come up front and pose with you.
Well, that'll be fantastic.
Okay, guys, we got everybody coming up to the front of the room and requests to get in position. And if you can, show the cake again. That's perfect. Hold what you got. All right, great. We're good. Congrats again.
And Houston, with that, we bid you good night. And just to let you know, this is the first time that this version of Expedition 73 has gotten all together in our flight suits, so we're going to take some photos and send them down to PAO so that they have some stock photos of all of us together.
That sounds awesome, and we'll say goodnight as well. We'll be here if you need us.
Console station on 2 real quick.
We'll be on 2.
Yeah, we stole the gem camera from you. Don't know if you need it for the LSG, or if we can just put the gem camera away for now.
And we do not need that camcorder.
Roger that. And yet again, I bid you good night.
Good night to you as well. It was a fun day.